A so-called home movie of President George Bush's 2000 campaign may be seen tonight on HBO. It's the creation of Alexandra Pelosi, who was a producer for NBC at the time. Then Governor Bush even suggested the title for the documentary.
Is this movie going to be called George and Alexandra? Is that the name of this movie?
I don't know. What do you think it should be called?
Journeys with George?
During campaign 2000, it was Pelosi's job to keep tabs on candidate Bush's every word and pass it on to the NBC correspondents and producers who worked the story. Pelosi kept her own handheld video camera rolling during the campaign. She was intent on catching the backstage candor of Governor Bush, his preference for bologna sandwiches, for example. Pelosi was no stranger to campaigns. She's the daughter of California Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi. But she was surprised to be assigned to cover the Bush campaign.
I think I laughed out loud because I thought it was really ironic that this, you know, sort of loudmouth liberal from San Francisco was going to move to Texas and cover the, you know, the son of the President George Bush.
There is an irony to this, that you spend all of your time traveling with the candidate, but actually talking to the candidate about the election is something that eludes you quite often.
Yeah, I mean, what was amazing to me was the person that we knew on the airplane was not the person that I saw on the nightly news.
Okay, let's be serious.
Okay, let's be serious. If you were a tree, what tree would you be?
I'm not. I'm a bush. See, I'm a little quicker than you think, Alexander.
What happens on the campaign is there is a stump speech, and the reporters hear this speech every day, multiple times every day, for months.
Would you like me to recite it for you?
No, thank you.
Years have gone by, and still that speech echoes in my head.
And the integrity of the office to which I have been elected. So help me God. So help me God. So help me God.
But did you see anything that you weren't supposed to see?
Oh, plenty. And that's what I tried to put in Journeys with George. Everything that you see in Journeys with George happened in front of a pack full of reporters.
Apparently, people that are attending these rallies aren't staying up all night the night before and making their signs for themselves. Apparently, the Bush campaign is mass-producing these signs, bringing them here, handing them out to people. Hunters for Bush.
And so that's why I'm surprised that these images sort of never made it out into the world or never made it into articles. Print reporters could have written about them if they wanted to.
Karen Hughes, Bush's communications director, saw McCain was posing a threat as the media darling. So behind the scenes, the Bushies decided to retool. Stealing a page out of the McCain playbook, they opened Bush up to us. Now he's full access George. And instead of Karen feeding us our campaign news, we would get it from Bush himself.
It's actually the party made the decision. Pataki called us.
Oh, the party made the decision,
Frank. The party. Pataki
made
called
the decision. Pataki
called us. Made the decision.
You can challenge your candidate and lose access and be the pariah on the plane, or you can what? Go along with what they're telling you and pass that on to us?
When I show that in Journeys with George, I talk about how I asked him a tough question about the death penalty that he didn't like, and then he wouldn't answer my questions.
You're sure, you sleep at night knowing that everyone that has been put to death on your watch was completely guilty of that crime.
Alexander, let me put it to you this way. I'm sleeping safely, soundly at night. Thank you for the question. See you all later.
This is what happens when you bite the man who feeds you.
I'm not answering your questions.
Why not?
Because you came after me the other day. You went below the belt.
It was a brilliant strategy of manipulating the media. And I'm always amused when people ask, you know, about Bush and his intelligence or lack thereof. I'm always amused because I think he was so clever in the way that he was exploiting the fact that he had to live with his press corps.
If you buy the spin from the candidate, that's called drinking the Kool-Aid.
There was always that fear that if you got too close, you'd be accused of drinking the Kool-Aid.
Was there a number of people on your plane who drank the Kool-Aid?
No, because they didn't think Bush was going to win. That being said, one of the main allegations in Journeys with George is that the press corps was really a lot lighter on Bush because they liked him and they had a personal relationship with him. And Al Gore had no relationship with his press corps, and they did not like him, so they did not write good stories about him. I think Bush's press corps wrote nicer stories about him because they had a personal relationship with him.
Thank you all, my extended family.
He even brought the bubble into his home. He had an invitation-only barbecue for some of the pack at his ranch.
a lot of trees. We call them oak moths, M-O-T-T-S.
You think the reporters are going to write nicer stories about you if you feel...
No, I don't.
I know you won't.
How does the White House feel about Journeys with George?
They love it. They're killing me with kindness. Karl Rove told me that he thinks Journeys with George is going to get Bush reelected because he thinks it makes him look like a human being, and that's the best thing you can ask for.
I want to know how you feel about having that responsibility.
Well, if it's true, I'm going to get disowned. So I really hope that that doesn't happen. I think it's important to distinguish between the personality and his politics. I personally like George Bush, the person. I had a great relationship with him. His politics make my stomach turn.
So why should I vote for you then?
If I lose, you're out of work, baby.
Let's go back.
You're off the plane, baby.
Oh. What about the people that really need my vote? The hungry, the unemployed, the homeless?
Yeah, you're supposed to vote for somebody who's going to rally those faith-based voters.
I actually think that people that watch Journeys with George will know the difference between politics and personality.
Alexandra Pelosi hasn't given up covering politics. She plans to return to the presidential campaign trail in 2004, this time as an independent producer. Journeys with George is on HBO tonight.